You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm here today with James Walton from Bolton Talking News. Hi, James. How are you today? Thank you for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio.
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Can you tell me a bit about Bolton Talking News and how it started?
Well, Bolton Talking News started some 49 years ago. It will be 50 years next year, actually. And it was started by a chap called David Jones. He was visually impaired. And there was a young lady from the BBC who was an announcer. And they managed to get a few other people. And they started to record in someone's garage. One of them created the theme tune, played it on his guitar, and the initial distribution was some, I think, 27 cassettes that they managed to do and send out to people. And then it just snowballed from there until I joined, which was some 20-odd years ago. It was just over 100 volunteers, and we were sending out over 300 cassettes every week to listeners. We had our own recording studio, you might say. Fred Dibner is perhaps one of our more notable people in Bolton, or was at the time. And his house was directly opposite our studio. And as we recorded on a Sunday, Fred was also fixing his little steam engines on a Sunday. So you would get the occasional toot-toot as you were recording. And then we managed to get another studio provided by the Bolton Council away from that and soundproofed it. But it was only small, and we managed there for quite a few years. And it was there that we changed over from cassettes to cassettes and CDs, and then gave the people the choice of whether you wanted a cassette or a CD. We then changed over to the USB memory sticks. We got a grant and we sent out just over 300 memory stick players to everybody who was on our register, and that really took off. It was quite successful. And then we moved again to our present rooms, which are a dedicated recording studio, all completely soundproofed, bags of room. It's ideal, really. So we also do work for Bolton Council when it's the elections. We record all the people who are putting up for elections, along with the addresses, you know, what they are going to do if they get elected, things like this, and not only local elections but national as well. And we are now in this fair-sized studio. The only downside is that it has become less and less, and especially since COVID, less and less people were accepting the memory sticks. But well before COVID, we also went electronic. You might say we went into the 21st century. One of our committee had his own recording studio, and he suggested that we went on podcasts as well, which we did. They were quite successful, actually, the podcast. And then during COVID, it also meant that we could carry on by recording on our smartphones. Our readers would record on the smartphone. The producers would send them the script each week. They recorded on the smartphone and sent it to a dedicated email address that we created. And the other technicians could then download from that email address, edit the recording if needed, and then send it out on the podcast. So we kept in touch with everybody. But then after COVID, we lost a lot of our volunteers. We had just over 100 volunteers originally, and we're now down to about 33 or 34 volunteers.
And what impact did this have on Bolton News Talk?
So it's now really become untenable to carry on. We have our AGM next week but one, and already I've received notice from three of our producers to say that they will not be carrying on after the AGM, which will leave us with one producer, which we just cannot carry on with. So it looks as if Bolton News Talk, unfortunately, is going to have to finish. It's unfortunate, But everything moves on. People visually impaired can now access news and everything that they require over the internet, over their smartphones, over computers. So it's really, I think that our news talk, and I'm sure other news talks, will probably go the same way. We've already lost Oldham Talking News here in the Northwest recently, and a few others are struggling. Bury, I believe, and Burnley, we are no longer required in a way.
It's such a shame that Bolton News Talk is going to close in the very, very near future. With this in mind, how can interested people apply to become potential future volunteers?
Well, we have people who have recently volunteered. I've had two requests. Volunteers have stepped forward within the last week, actually. It's not so much the volunteers that we want, it's producers who will produce the programme. We have something like 34 people in Bolton listening to our podcast. But the producers are putting in something like 30 hours to produce the program. It's just not viable. They're just saying that we're not doing 30 hours work volunteering for 30 hours work just for 30 or 34 people to listen to. But it's the producers that we need if we're going to carry on.
Are people still able to access the website and podcast?
Oh, the website is still up and running. The website is Bolton News Talk, all one word, boltonnewstalk.org.uk. And if they can read our website also has audio, so you just click on and it tells you what is there. And if you scroll down to the bottom, it says podcast, and you can click on the podcast. The alternative at the moment is that you can send your email address to newstalk@icloud.com asking to be added to the podcast register, and then we will send you an email to tell you when the podcast is available. And it just provides a link. You can just click on the link and it will take you straight there. So it makes it that little bit easier for you.
Thanks, James, for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio today to talk about Bolton News Talk.
Thank you very much for inviting me. It's such a sad occasion in some respects. Technology has really moved on. It's making us redundant. It's a good thing, really, in one way, because it's serving the visually impaired people, which is what we wanted to do. But technology is now doing it.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.